Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, man, we have an update.
What's going on?
A woman in Webster had the break room a-buzzin' last week.
Oh, yeah.
As we tried to figure out what the hell was causing this noise outside of her home. We got all kinds of theories from experts that called the show to tell us what was going on. And all of those theories, very stupid.
Yeah.
But now, some new information may lead us to what's happening.
All right.
And also may make the story so much scarier.
Mm. Scarier?
Scarier. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Last week, we shared a story that was driving a woman in Webster nuts.
Mm.
This woman was hearing explosions near her home, mostly in the middle of the night, and she had no idea where they were coming.
Yeah, scare the crap out of her.
The sounds were captured on her home cameras, and Berkeley Breen from 10NBC went out and did some investigating.
What did he find out?
Well, 10NBC began by ruling stuff out. That's what good detectives do, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
So they figured out it was not construction. There was no shooting range. The woman knew this for sure because she belonged to the closest shooting range. There were no reports of accidents that would be causing these explosions.
What about military exercises?
Well, those are the calls we got, but no reports of that either on 10NBC. And it turns out this woman was not the only one hearing them. She was not some crazy old lady. Her neighbors heard it too.
All right.
And they had no idea what it was. So when we shared this story last week, the phones exploded.
Yeah.
Everybody who called knew exactly what this was, and they all had different answers, and each theory they had was really stupid, but that's okay. That's okay. That's what makes this a mystery. Nobody has the answer.
True.
And at the end of our discussion last week, we were still stuck with the same question, what are these explosions? Well, today, the plot thickens.
What did you find out?
Burke was back out in Webster.
Berkeley Breen?
That's right. He was burking it out.
All right.
And this time he was talking to a man named Brian. He has recordings of the explosions too.
Damn, Brian.
But his video shows a flash of light.
Oh, like a like flames or something?
It's
or
a flash of light.
Like almost like a, it looks like lightning.
You did it again. You did it again.
Yeah.
Flaming
I go, flames. Flash of light. No, there's flame. Now he's going to keep referring to the flames in the video for the rest of this discussion.
No, shooting. Like picture lightning.
Yeah. Well, like picture lightning. Like when you see like the bombs in Ukraine.
Flash of light. It's just a flash of light.
So is it drones?
It's a flash of light that he has.
Stop
on
saying words.
Cam. The Ring cam catches the same boom this one was hearing and a flash.
All right.
So Burke went to work again, which, quick sidebar, how is that not the name of his
Burke
segment?
Burke went to work.
Burke goes to work.
Oh, yeah. Burke's work.
I would, no.
Burke's work.
Burke's work. It's all in flames.
Yeah. And a light and a boom.
So 10NBC starts doing their thing again. They want to rule everything they can out.
Well, drive to the light.
Drive to the light.
The light's over there.
The light's not always on. It's not a Motel 6, stupid.
No, like, oh, there's light over there. Well, drive over there and take a look. Ask around.
Berkeley went to the meteorology department at 10NBC.
Rich, wait, he asked the weather douche.
Rich Caniglia said there were no storms the night that the flash was caught on film.
All right.
They check with RG&E. They say that night there were no equipment problems or outages in Webster.
No transformer explosions.
They went to the Coast Guard.
What they
that,
say?
That night, no logs about being called for any explosion. And the video that this man in Webster has shows the light with the explosion coming from the ground, not the sky.
Okay.
So with this new clue, we're actually in the same spot we were last week.
Even more confused.
252-WCMF.
So there's nothing.
252-9263. Now with the new evidence that it's a flash of light coming from the ground with
the
explosion.
What does coming from the ground mean?
Yeah, what does that help you with?
Well, I mean, we know it's not a bomb. We know it's not.
How do you know it's
like
not a
firework?
Well, no, I'm saying
something?
Like something being dropped in the sky. Oh. We know it's not a plane doing all something. Right. We know it's not a transformer exploding. It's coming from the ground.
Right.
Right?
Okay, so somebody could be lighting something up out there. Is it still going on?
So I don't know. I mean,
yeah, we don't know if this was what period of time.
This happened in August. Right. The video we have is from August.
Okay.
Right, but they seem to. Aren't they saying it's still going or it's happening every. Because, I mean, the story didn't come out until October-ish, and it seemed like they were still concerned.
So I'm not exactly sure. And if you live in the area, 252-WCMF, if the explosions are still happening. But now that we have this evidence, flash of light from the ground out in Webster, a third person now has audio of this time video. What the hell is happening? 252-WCMF. And I got to say,
what's that?
It kind of feels, Tommy, to me, that everyone involved, the people in their homes, 10NBC, the town of Webster.
Yeah.
are being a little too nonchalant about the whole situation.
What else can you do? It's not directly in Webster.
Okay.
It's so you're hearing it.
Well,
Webster.
No, it is because the guy's got a flash of light and an explosion and he lives in Webster.
Can you tell how close it is?
Don't know. Let me put it this way.
What's that?
Explosion is not a normal noise.
No.
Like car honks don't always mean an accident.
No.
Kids screaming don't always mean they're in trouble. But very rarely does explosion come with something good. It's like, oh, Chinese New Year. Well, how many, one Chinese New Year a year? Like, name a good mystery explosion.
Oh, man. I can't think of any of these days.
Fireworks in the distance. That's what it would be.
But there had to be such powerful fireworks.
That's what I'm saying. And why would you have fireworks going on now?
Right. What are you celebrating?
Exactly. And it's been going on now for months in Webster. They don't know what it is, but everyone in this story is kind of like, eh.
I guess after a while, you just, nobody's getting hurt.
No, but like,
there's no damage. I mean,
Tommy,
I might just forget about it.
If there's explosions happening outside of my house on a regular basis, I don't know if I could take, for an answer.
Well, let's say they're happening a couple miles away, and you're hearing them, not every night, but you're hearing these like once every couple of nights, some kind of explosion, and nobody can give you an answer.
All right.
And nobody's heard, there's not a house on fire, uh-huh. Nobody died.
Okay.
I'm probably just going to live with it.
But you don't know if they're coming from a couple of miles away. We're only getting noise.
Well,
again,
you could probably tell roughly if you went outside, you heard an explosion, you would think, they didn't just nuke New York.
Well, yeah, okay, so we could rule out nuclear bomb.
Right.
Okay, good. We got that off.
Is that a dirty bomb?
If this guy got video of a flash of light, but it's not miles away if his camera's catching it.
Let's say that thing is 2 miles away.
Okay.
And you could see a flash of light 2 miles away.
You can't see a flashlight 2 miles away.
A flash of light, yes.
But what is the flash of light?
Who cares? What am I saying?
This would be such a big deal if it was happening in your backyard.
Thank you.
But if I can't get an answer, what are you going to do?
But it doesn't bother you that there isn't an answer. I think that's what it is. Like, the mystery of it all is what's bugging
people the most. I think it's somebody
jerking
around.
Oh, they're out there jerking?
They're jerking and
well, we thought
exploding.
It was like kids like with the... like.
Watch where you're pointing.
What did they call it? Some guy had a name for it. Something about a muffler.
Oh,
He called it something specific. But
ass can.
That's what everybody
can.
Was.
Something like that. Yeah.
It's a fart can.
And then you had to tape in the fart court if you got caught with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you don't want to go to fart court. Buddy of mine runs that.
No, you're right, Kimmy. That rules that out.
Yeah.
All right. Phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Again, an update to a story we had last week. These explosions that have been happening for a while now out in Webster. Nobody knows what they are. A man reaches out to 10NBC, says he has video, and there's a flash of light that accompanies these explosions now. The flash of light in this video comes from the ground, and 10NBC went and tried to rule as much as they can out. They went to the meteorology department. No storms that night. They checked with RG&E. No equipment problems or outages in Webster that night. They went to the Coast Guard. No reports about it. An explosion. So even with this new evidence, we're still left with no answer except for Charlie. He's got it.
Oh, Chuck's got
you
it.
You know Charlie.
Yeah, exploding Chuck.
He's on CMF. Hey, Charlie, how are you, bud?
How you doing today?
Good, Charlie. Chuckles. What
do you got? Listen, I live in the country, man. They throw fireworks all the time. And they're large fireworks. You've seen them. They fire them up in the air and they blow off. Uh-huh. These guys lay them on the ground and they throw them out and they go boom. And they make a big bright light.
Okay.
And they make a big boom. They don't put them in a canister to fire them in the sky because What does that do? That brings the cops to your house, right?
Okay.
So they just throw them on the ground. Still makes the bang, boom, still makes a bright light. It's
booming in the country.
Simple. All right, but Charlie, let's walk through this here.
That's
right?
Probably, it's probably what it
is. I love how you just went, because I go to you, this is dangerous. Now you're like, nah, because you don't want to think about it happening at your house. Charlie, here's the problem. We're not talking about, where do you live, buddy?
I live out in Sodus.
Okay, so you live out in the middle of nowhere where there's lots of land for people to
he
do
this stuff.
He probably
sees this stuff all the time.
We're talking Webster. Where in Webster are there swaths?
We have somebody who wouldn't see it.
Webster borders on 315, so there's country right
no,
there.
No, I understand, but where this guy is not that spot.
Oh.
And if you did it, Charlie, in your backyard, your neighbors are going to see you do this. They're going to hear a giant explosion in the backyard. The cops are coming even if you let it off on the ground.
And the thing is a lot of people are like, well, dumb dumb next door is doing the thing he does. And they don't say nothing.
In today, okay.
All the time.
All right, hold on, Charlie. We're going to, in about an hour and a half, do a bit called Where Are They Whining? Where Kimmy is going to read a post from the neighborhood apps. And she has thousands of posts a week to choose from. Mm. You're going to tell me in today's world, with all of the access we have to each other, people are going to be like, oh, that's just Steve blowing up stuff 15 yards from my house. Charlie, terrible take, buddy, but thank you for the call. Terrible take. Charlie sucks.
All right.
Bye, Charlie. There goes Chuck.
I bet you it's high-end fireworks. High-end country
fireworks. Louis Vuitton fireworks.
Yes.
With the way the flash is, I would think, like, people would kind of be like, oh, you know, that's definitely fireworks. Like, I feel like that's something somebody somewhere would see or notice or, you know, be closer to where they could rule that out, you know?
But it depends how big this flash is. I mean,
it's
not like a firework kind of flash. It's like a pop.
But I mean, is it high, like a couple hundred feet?
Again, it's just like a flash of light.
Yeah.
But
it's high. Okay, you got flames in your head because you said flames.
No, I'm not saying flames. No, I'm saying light.
It like lights out the.
Right.
Like I said, it's more like lightning.
Like
really.
Pop. Yeah. But it's not lightning.
All right.
Yeah. Comes from the ground.
From the ground up.
I don't know.
All right. We have now been inundated on Instagram with theories. The phone number is 252-WCMF. If you want to get us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF, the easiest way. Dom writes us.
What's he saying?
It's probably underground power lines or a buried transformer. Could be maybe some buried cable lines that got energized somehow. Or now that I'm thinking about it, could be a slow natural gas leak building up. Underground natural gas will explode on its own when it builds up with enough pressure. That's going to happen on a consistent basis?
Of course not.
You don't know that?
Once the gas blows, you got a gas leak. They got to come out and fix it. Well, they would know if the gas line blew up.
I would think like somebody would be looking into that if they knew that was a possibility.
I mean, they didn't talk to RG&E, but again, I don't know.
But they would know if they had a problem, man.
KMM writes us on Instagram.
What's he saying?
The explosions could be farm or cloud cannons.
What?
I don't know. Farm cannons. So I've heard about the. I thought they were to get rid of pests.
Oh,
but I could be wrong.
Oh, like varmint, chase them off.
Well, like they use them for the crows. In fact, it's going to be happening soon. Did you see all the crows in the Innovative Field parking lot?
No,
they're lining up for something.
Oh,
something's happening. Juan writes us. This could be bigger than just us, man.
Oh,
yeah. On YouTube, people are hearing explosions all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are even hearing trains underground in their backyard.
Wait, they dug underground tunnels?
I hate stuff like this.
I know, because now you're going to get everything.
Well, no, you just get exposed to, like, the dumbest people ever, right?
Yeah.
It's like, remember when DeMar Hamlin was a clone? Remember that?
Yeah.
Let me tell you something, man. They've been growing a separate DeMar Hamlin preparing for this moment. 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Teddy. Hey, Teddy, how are you, buddy?
Good morning. How are you?
Good, man. What's up?
Hey, on my youngest day at home, we make underground cannon using a melting carbide, and then we just lit them up, and then they just blew the ground.
Okay.
So it might be you making those noises, Teddy.
So where did you do this, in Indonesia?
Yeah, we digging about 3 foot down, about 10 foot long, and then we use the stick with a can, put the carbide and water, and wait 5 minutes, and just lit up, and then it just blew up.
Are you sure it's not coming from you after eating all that food from back where you're
actually,
from?
I live in Webster too, but it was in my house though.
Just blasting ass. Teddy blasted ass from his new healthy diet that he's eating. Boom! Excuse me. Teddy, great theory, buddy. Thanks for the call. Have a good rest of the day. Again, it's Webster.
Yeah.
If this was happening in someone's backyard, someone would be calling
plenty
the cops.
Plenty of calls to complain.
So you're arguing then.
It's in the country. That's my argument.
Again, no. I see where this guy lives. It's not where you're thinking.
No, but the explosions aren't right at his house.
The flame. Well, you can clearly see the flames.
Flames shooting.
Yeah. There are no flames! You're arguing then it is better to just not know what the explosions
are. Well, I mean,
are.
If you keep going down this road and you get no answers, just let it go.
Okay,
man.
But
well,
bro, I guess
eventually the guy will blow his hand off.
Who says it's fireworks?
I don't know. Blow something. I mean, I'm not saying fireworks.
Flames are too big to be fireworks from what I hear.
Yeah, that's what I hear too.
It would be hard to let it go, though, if it's affecting your sleep or affecting your day-to-day schedule, you know?
I mean, yeah, these explosions
I would want it to end or stop, or, you know, I want somebody to do something about it.
Yeah, I mean, I sleep through everything, so I probably wouldn't bother. Like, if I lived in Webster by myself, I would never even hear this thing.
I mean, look, right now this
I should have, like, charred remains all over my house, wouldn't even know.
Right now,
yeah,
whatever this is can't hurt you, right?
Obviously.
But eventually, maybe it does. Like, that wouldn't be on your mind?
Well, if it hasn't moved, if it's the
How
same.
How do you know?
Well, I'm saying, like, if I, it seems like it's always in the
you
same
do it,
spot.
You did it again. Nobody said that.
And I see the same flame.
Nobody said there's no flames.
There are
no flames. Like, if this is.
And the cops can't figure it out. What am I going to do?
Look, if this is something that can be dangerous, you have to find out if it can hurt you or not. And you have to do something, whether it's going to City Hall, whether it's moving, trying to sell
your
house.
You're not going to move.
Do you think that the real estate market right now is so hot that explosion house would still sell for full price?
I bet you could.
Two bed, two bath, yeah. Random explosions?
Yeah.
All right, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. I do say every morning when I get up,
yeah.
Thank God for our listeners, because we have the smartest listeners.
Oh, beautiful.
Maybe in the world.
Damn.
252-WCMF, Mike's got it figured out. He's going to tell us. Hey, Mikey, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, have you guys ever heard of a deer cannon?
All right, so explain this to us, because people have been writing us theories that this is what it could be.
How do they pull the trigger?
So it looks like a small cannon-like thing, which is why they call it a cannon, but it's powered by a propane tank, and it sits really low to the ground, which is probably why it looks like the flash is coming from the ground. So if somebody has farmland or something like that, and it's hunting season, so it's mating season for deer, so they're moving around a whole bunch. So they put these by their crops or whatever, and when it senses a deer, it makes a really loud sound and a flash.
Okay.
But to, like, just scare deer away.
But Mike, yeah. There have been this story's been happening for weeks now. Not one person at Webster was like, "Hey, listen, I got this."
So, deer bomb.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe they don't listen to the news or something. I don't know.
Gotcha. So they have a deer cannon, but they don't watch the news. Those two people don't line up. If you own a deer cannon, you watch the news every minute of the news every night, Mike.
Absolutely.
While you're listening to your police scanner. Mike, terrible theory, buddy. Thank you for the call, man. Have a good rest of the day.
All right.
There goes Mike.
So not a deer.
Well, I don't know. It could
deer
be.
Cannon?
I guess it could be.
Those make a
flash. But you would think that, you know, somebody would be like, oh, that's what it is, and go investigate.
All right, John writes us on Instagram. It always comes back to the kids.
Yeah.
Because last week it ended with damn kids in their cars with their fart cannons. John writes us, Duffy and WCMF.
Yeah.
I've had these explosions in my neighborhood. The kid was doing it, dropping M80s with a drone.
Damn. Wait. He had M80s lit, and then they would launch him from a drone?
Dropped it from the drone.
What the hell is he practicing for?
I don't know, man.
That's dangerous as
crap. I just heard it's not dangerous. No big deal. It's totally fine.
Well, you're flying over my house.
Uncle Tommy over here. Yeah, it's no big deal. Why not? I'm just going to go to bed. Boom! Now your dog's in pieces.
Oh, my God.
Because you wanted to ignore it. It tried to run the other way, and it got blasted by a deer cannon.
Oh, my God.
And all the deer are pissed off because they're just trying to bang. No, the female deer, they're out of the mood. The dude's just like, it's just a cannon, baby. It's no big deal. Come here. I don't have any thumbs. I can't do anything with you. All right, so we sit, I guess, and we wait to see if there's any more information.
Okay, all right.
If I'm Berkeley Breen out at 10, I want this story to end soon because I don't want to keep exposing myself to potential explosions in Webster. What if we lose Berkeley?
Oh, no.
Saying he gets a little too involved?
Well, I'm saying, man. Maybe
too close?
I mean, he's been asking questions of a lot of important people. RG&E, the Coast Guard.
I feel bad. Like, I would feel bad for Berkeley going back to the office at the end of the day.
What is it?
What'd you find out? Nothing. same as the other day, huh? What an investigation you got going on there.
These people.
What is that?
It's clearly just drones crashing.
Crashing.
Drones
crashing.
Like thunder. What,
yes.
Like Demolition Derby song?
Webster, the worst drone pilots in America. All right. Let's take a break.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
In the end,
yeah, what's up?
All we have are our memories.
Mm-hmm.
And along the way, we do what we can to collect the physical things that make those memories so special. So in that way, this makes perfect sense.
Okay.
But in a much different, more legit way, as Kimmy ruins everything over on the board there. Did you spill coffee on the board?
No, it's empty.
Okay. In a different, more legitimate way, Bills fans are paying a fortune for what 20, 25 years ago would have been legitimate garbage.
Oh.
And it's created a massive debate, even a fight, inside the fan base that is Bills Mafia. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So, Tommy.
Yeah, buddy.
There are three more guaranteed games at Highmark Stadium until that sucker comes down.
Yeah.
And over the long Thanksgiving weekend, a major announcement from the Buffalo Bills. You can now purchase the actual seats from inside the stadium.
Do you go online right now and find your seats?
So, kind of.
Yeah.
The Bills put them for sale on their website on Wednesday. Season ticket holders were offered first crack at their own personal seats.
That's nice.
And as far as I know, up to this point, only season ticket holders are getting guaranteed
seats. Yeah, that's what they made it seem like. It was only a select few people that actually got to choose these specific seats they purchased.
Seats in general. So it's like they're going to sell them to season ticket holders, and whatever's left over, people will be allowed to buy. So my buddy Jimmy texted me the second the email came in.
Yeah.
It was Wednesday. I was about to fall asleep for my nap. I jumped out of bed. I grabbed my credit card. I did that deal.
So you bought your seats.
I bought not even a moment of hesitation.
And these are your actual seats that you always are in.
I've had them for 15 years, these seats here. And, so I grabbed the credit card, put in the information. They are mine.
Yep.
What?
No, I'm listening. It's a hell of a story.
I got a discount.
A hell of a journey.
As a season ticket holder, they also gave me a discount.
Oh, man, what'd you spend, man?
My two seats
were
$600.
Holy Christ.
That's
junk.
That's a lot to you?
Yeah, considering it's just the whole stadium is just going to be destroyed.
My brother thought they were going to be $5,000.
$5,000?
Because he's dumb. But I didn't think.
I thought they'd be maybe $100, $100.50.
I was waiting to see $1,000 for the pair. When I saw $600, I was actually very
now, your
excited.
Seats are legitimate seats. It's part of a bench.
You got, right? So my dad.
I mean, it's got like an armrest and all that.
Yeah, my seats are seats. So my old man's seats, he's front row end zone on the Jumbotron side. He sits in a bench.
Yeah.
He owns six season tickets.
Yeah. You got to get all six.
He bought the bench.
Oh,
he bought the whole bench.
Oh,
what
my
the hell
God.
Is he going to do with that? What is the hell are you going to do with these seats?
I don't think most people have a plan for it yet. They just want to make sure that they secure them for future use.
Oh, no, I have my plan. I told you guys, and I've said this for the last 2 years when we found out the stadium was coming down. Either they were going to sell me those seats or I was taking those seats out of the stadium after the last game.
Yeah, but what are you going to do with them?
So I measured.
Crap up their houses.
So the way that the seats are in the stadium, they are bolted from the bottom into the back wall.
Yeah.
So I measured out the studs in my basement because I was going to implant them in there. But it looks like there's feet on the seats. They're going to put feet on them. So I'll just put them on the floor in my basement in my man cave and they'll live there forever.
Man, how sweet is that going to be? To sit and watch a game and be just as uncomfortable if you were there.
I am so excited to watch the games in my basement in my seats.
And by the way, they're those old-ass seats that are not comfortable. They're crap.
No, they're super comfortable. I don't think you understand.
Like, you look at those new stadiums, man, when I see those people like, man, they're enjoying the game out of their feet, up, they're drinking champagne, caviar over here. You guys are like,
I'm so
much
most
fun.
People aren't sitting in those seats. You're going to sit in those seats more now than you probably have.
Yep.
Since you've had them.
You're absolutely
right. But what's your
old
man going to do with a bench?
I don't know, man.
For six asses.
His argument was, and I kind of get it,
because
I saw him over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
He got those seats in 1988. His mother who was dying wanted to buy something nice for each kid.
Yeah.
So he goes, he said he didn't want anything. And she's like, I'll get you Bills season tickets. So we grew up going to those games. It was a gift from his mother. He said he had to take the bench because it was like a big sentimental thing for him. And I feel the same way about my
son. So is he going to go put it by her grave so when he goes and visits her, he has a place to sit?
Well, a very large place to sit.
He can actually, the four graves in front of it will have bench seating now. But no, I'm pumped about this.
Man, I did not realize it was going to be that much money.
Well, actually, neither did Brad. He's on CMF. Hey, Brad, how are you, buddy?
What's up, Duffy? How are you?
Good, man. What's up?
So I sit in bench seats in the end zone, the old bleacher seats.
Yep.
They went on $549, then Black Friday they put a sale, $519 for my two seats. I have a lot of great memories in the 17 years I've had seats there, but sitting in that uncomfortable grandstand bleacher was not one of them. $519 is insane for two aluminum bleacher seats. They're like maybe worth $50 at the scrapyard. Why are they charging so damn much for them?
So you didn't pull the trigger?
No.
No! No!
And he's not gonna. No.
And that's for a bench.
It's like sitting at a high school football game at where I sit, dude. They're not comfortable.
No, I get it.
Your fold-down seats, I understand. You fold that down in your basement. That's actually semi-comfortable to sit in. That bleacher
semi
seat is not comfortable to sit in at all.
All right. I mean, look, I understand where you're coming from, and I don't besmirch anybody for not pulling the trigger on this. But, Brad, I mean, the memories of those seats were not enough for you to be like, it's worth the $500?
I don't hardly ever sit in them. I stand up most of the time, so it's not really a seat I sit in. No, the memories of standing up and having a great time are awesome, but sitting in those seats was never a good memory in that stadium.
That's a good point. Usually when you're sitting, it's not for a good reason.
Okay. I mean,
I don't get the point.
And they're not comfortable. And they're cold as can be when, November comes. You can't sit down in them because unless you got 18 layers on, your ass is cold in 5 minutes.
Brad's got cold buns. You can't sit down in the middle seat.
Hey, who's it?
Duffy complaining. You got a cushioned, padded
no
seat.
No cushion. It's plastic. I got a cushioned ass, buddy. Brad.
Oh, it's plastic.
Brad, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. Go ahead, buddy.
I just don't know. Like, once you put them down there,
yeah.
It's just going to be furniture.
Why do you? Yeah.
Nobody's going to be impressed.
I love them.
That's a pretty unique thing to have in your basement.
Not in this town when everybody's buying them.
I will say I don't understand buying random seats.
Well, my brother.
Or just a piece of the stadium.
Yeah. I guess. But if they're your own seats that you've had because you've, been there season after season, I could see the attachment to them. I don't know if I'd have that same attachment, especially with what they cost for just a random two seats.
So my brother paid the $500-something be waitlisted on a pair of bench seats.
Really?
He wants it for his
basement. So he wants a bench, and it's a bench. Yeah, it's not the seats.
It's the bench. It's not the seats. All right, so you ask, what's so special about these? Danny writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF. My mom spent $1,500 on a pair of seats from the old Yankee Stadium. We sit in them together and watch the games. I'm telling you, this is way more common than you think.
Well, Yankee Stadium is a historic shrine.
So is this stadium.
No, it's not.
It's not. It's there.
Wait, you're trying to compare that stadium to Yankee Stadium.
I have a question.
Our stadium held up better.
Are the seats that they're selling, are those the original seats in that stadium, or did they replace them at some point?
They must have replaced them at some point. They must have. Okay, so here's the thing. You just heard Brad's call, again, talking about the Bills now selling the actual seats in the stadium to season ticket holders right now. Eventually, they say they'll open it up if there's any left to everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if we're being real, 20, 30 years ago, those seats were just trash.
Yeah.
The Bills would have had to pay to take them away.
Yeah.
So I did the math.
Yeah.
If the Bills manage to sell every seat in that stadium, which is very possible, two seats between the two types averaging $600 a seat.
And how many seats are
72,000 seats.
Oh, my God. It's got to be $1 trillion.
$20 million.
$20 million for junk.
If they sell every seat, they'll make $20
million. God damn.
So you heard Brad upset. Do Bills fans have a right to be upset about this?
That they're gonna, that the family's going to make
$20 million.
The Pagulas make it, right?
So I don't know.
Wait, no. The county owns the stadium.
That's a good question.
Yeah. So I think the county would get the money.
But they're being sold through the Bills. So I don't know.
Yeah.
Who owns the goddamn, maybe the Bills get a cut and the county gets a cut?
Howie asked that question, exactly what you did. They only pay rent, Erie County and the taxpayers own it. But I don't know, do the Bills do improvements like on the stuff around the stadium?
When was that?
Well, Pagula just put a new roof on the arena downtown and the county owns that, the hockey arena. I don't know.
Damn. $20 million?
$20 million if they sell every single seat in the stadium. Kimmy, do Bills fans have a right to be upset about this?
I think we all kind of knew it was going to cost you, right, to have that the chance to buy them. I just don't know like how they put the price on it.
By the way,
that would be my question. Like, how did you come up with that specific price?
How are they getting
to your
house?
What's the shipping cost?
So okay, so they
that's my point. Like. Yeah. Taxes and shipping.
So yeah. There's a shipping and a pickup. I didn't even want to know what shipping was cost, so I'm picking them up in the spring.
Okay.
I'm going to drive out to Orchard Park and get them.
Why is it so? I haven't shipped at a house.
Because I don't want to spend $200 on $600 seats.
That's where you draw the line?
Yes, because now we're at $800. Like, $600 is my sweet spot.
Can you get those in your car?
Yeah. It's a Honda Pilot, bro, from the Ide Family Dealerships off of 441 at Penfield and East Rochester.
When are they going to do this? Because obviously they're going to have to wait till like what, the summertime?
It's set in the spring. They will have a date in the spring to go pick them.
When they start taking everything down.
Yeah. Right. Do Bills fans have a right to be upset about this?
Oh yeah, come on.
Why?
Man. I mean, that's such a money grab, man. I think it's way overpriced for junk.
Overpriced. All right, I think there needs to be a line drawn here. Being upset about the PSLs, the personal seat licenses, and the new ticket prices at the new stadium, that's completely understandable. Because you're taking access away from some folks who have been loyal to you for decades, right? Yeah. There's no substitute for an in-game experience. I get that anger. But the situation with these seats, I agree, it's expensive, right? But no one's forcing you to buy them.
I understand, right. But like, they know what they're sitting on.
There will be a wait. Well, my seats. And here's the thing. It's not a high-pressure sales situation like it was with the season tickets where they're like almost like, hey, bills are good. You're going to miss all the memories. And there is no implication that you're not a real fan if you don't have your seats in the stadium like there kind of was when people didn't want to spend the money at the new stadium. Mm. Oh, I thought you were a Bills fan. Oh. And it does give people who want the seats a chance to have that physical memory of a building that meant so much for them for the rest of their lives.
But it's such a pure profit. Like, we're soaking you.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'd
be like somebody buying my garbage when I put it out at the curb. For like premium money.
Well, but if you were someone of substance, they would buy your garbage. You're not. Like, you would pay for Winston Churchill's garbage.
Well, what's in it?
No, I'm saying
mystery bag.
Let's say Winston Churchill had a chair from his dining room table.
Well, yeah. Oh.
A standard chair. Would you buy that?
If I could afford it,
difference?
Because he's a piece of history. Like, the world changed with his thoughts.
Because of his chair?
Yeah, well, that's the chair his ass sat in.
Okay, but it's the same.
Drank himself half to death.
How is this any different? How is this any different?
I mean, I guess if they really are going to chop up the stadium, sort it out, give it to the people who want it, and make the chairs so you can sit in. You know what I mean? They're actually doing a little work to the chairs, it sounds like.
It looks like there's going to be feet. I saw feet.
Okay. So they're adding that
then
to
I
it?
Guess, yeah, then yeah. I guess it's worth it. They're kind of making it worth your time, and they're not just selling you the junk as is.
So we haven't even gotten to the worst part of this.
Or what's left?
Again, we're talking about the Bills selling these seats to the stadium. It's $650 for two fold-down seats, $550 for two sections of the bench that sits in the end zones in the upper deck. There's more money to be made here.
Where else are they selling?
The Bills said they're going to be selling more parts of the stadium.
Oh, sure. I've been guessing everything, right?
So here's the thing. They'll be selling pictures and art that hangs around the stadium, but that could get very expensive based on how limited it is. Mm-hmm. They're definitely going to cut up the turf and sell that in squares, and that's an unlimited amount. They're definitely going to be cutting up the goalposts and selling pieces of those. Other teams have done that as well.
Yeah.
What's really going to make you sick? They are 100% going to sell individual bricks from the stadium.
We're just like the cement bricks?
The brick. And they are going to put a little
like
gold.
The cinder blocks?
Well, I'm sure they have like actual like brick in
there. Yeah, all right.
And they're going to put little gold-looking emblems on it with the Bills logo and, you know, Highmark Stadium and the ages. Yeah. And they're going to sell those bricks for between $50 and $100.
Oh, yeah.
And they're going to sell those until they run out of people.
People are going to scoop it up. I mean, this is one area where they will sell every piece of that stadium that
100%.
They could sell.
I cannot imagine. Like, we're already at $20 million just from the seats. If you're selling a brick for, let's cut it down the middle, $75 a shot, which I think is
For just a brick.
No, based on what other things sell for similar, that is what it's probably
going to
be.
Like you said, there's probably stuff that they're not going to sell that people would buy, like parts of the bathroom.
Let's talk about that.
All right.
If they cut up the pee trough, that'll sell.
What are you going to do?
Pee in it.
But you'd have to go get a plumber and put it in your house somewhere.
In the garage would be the only place.
The trough.
Yeah, I would buy the trough if I could afford it.
And you'd put it in your garage?
Yeah.
And then you would pee into that thing?
Yes.
And you had to get a plumber? Oh, God.
I would buy the trough.
Yeah, how's it look all crap?
But I got the trough. And every Bills fan, if I brought them over to my house and said, you know what that is? They would be impressed by that.
Would you let your friends and family pee in it?
Well, yeah. Why else would you have the pee trough? Well, only the dude friends. I don't need, you know, chicks sitting over the side of it. Now we're talking about a hygiene issue.
Yeah. That's got to probably leave a mark.
You wouldn't be impressed by someone having the Bills Petroff in their garage?
No. I know a guy. You know a guy. He put a urinal in his man cave.
I kind of like the urinal idea.
It looks so cheap.
I would buy, if they were selling a urinal from the stadium, I would put that in my man cave.
Really?
Yeah. It's a piece of history.
I guess.
I've peed in the, well, no, I've only peed in the
trough. But it has nothing to do with the game. Just beer.
Just beer and pee.
I'm trying to think just how gross the bathrooms are at that place. And to have it sitting in my, I don't care how much they scrubbed it. It's just a thought that all that urine went through that in my house is disgusting.
Yeah.
And every time I smell anything, I'm going to say, it's got to be that goddamn urinal.
You're such a pansy.
Like the ghost of peace past.
What a pansy. Be a man and put a 40-year-old pee trough in your garage.
I'm getting nauseous.
252-WCMF, let's talk to Mike. Hey, Mikey, how are you, buddy?
Hey, Duff. So if they were to auction off the lockers, what locker would you go for?
Oh, my
What's
God.
Your price point on a locker?
Well, that's got to be a fortune.
Yeah, I can't afford that. I already know I can't afford it. I mean,
but it would look really good sitting right next to your seat. You could put a beer keg in it and run a tap out the door.
But you know what I would do? I would get a jersey with my name on it, and I would make it like my locker, and
it'd
be really
So would they sell Josh's actual.
I'm sure they're. Yeah, I'm sure they'll sell.
Like that whole station where they hang their stuff up and everything with his name on
I'm
it.
I'm sure they
can't
will
imagine.
Sell.
So that's yeah, gonna go
probably
for.
Long paid for.
That'd be 10 G. So
yeah, more.
This actually isn't a horrible idea for Buffalo because if I remember correctly, the price point for this new stadium is way over what they originally budgeted for. So this $20 million, whatever they're going to make on selling off just the seats alone, it should help offset.
Bro, that's going right into Pagula's pocket, man.
Yeah, that's
he ain't paying down the debt.
Oh no. Pagula has to pay for the overruns. That's the deal.
Right. Yeah, but so he's basically paying himself back by selling off all the stock.
They move these numbers around.
What does that even mean? He has to pay for the overruns. No, he does. The state cut him the check already. It's done. You're so dumb. You put your hand in your pocket like that means something.
That's going right down to the yacht club. He's buying a round on everybody.
Mike, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. It's possible they already sold all of the pieces to a private company that's going to do this.
Mm. Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Like the Bills got one
big-ass check
and then they're going to cut this up and sell whatever they can get.
Gotcha.
I didn't think about the locker. Oh, man.
What would you do with that?
My man cave? Immediately?
I get dressed on it every morning.
I'll cut a hole in my drywall, and I will put that in my wall. What I would give for that.
But you want your boy.
I don't care who. Any locker. They move lockers. I mean, there's been legends that have dressed in all of those lockers.
Oh, that's true.
I want it bad.
So what about the Ring of Fame, the Hall of Fame?
Wall of Fame. Ooh, that's another good question. I mean, those letters are like 5 feet tall.
Yeah, but that's going to stop it.
I get one letter of Tom Sestak.
Would you buy the name?
Hmm. Do they just move those to the new stadium?
They got
to
have new. I can't imagine.
Yeah, they'll have beautiful new ones.
But I would have to put it on the front of my house, and it would take up my entire house.
Ooh.
That's a good idea.
Well, look at that, buddy.
Mike Stratton. We'll take one more call, 252-WCMF, talking about the Bills. It's a fire sale, baby. Mm. Everything must go. Nothing nailed down. You know what I really want, and I know it's going to be expensive?
What is that?
I want the sign for my section that I could put over my seats.
Oh.
Like that hangs on the stadium wall.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll sell it too.
I know, but now you got everyone.
You're going to have to fight other people for that one.
Everyone in 131 is going to want that sign. So now I'm going to have to. She's right. There's 10,000 people that are going to want that.
Oh. So get a fake one.
No, but I could, but this is actually cooler.
Yeah, because it's all raggedy looking.
Co-host is raggedy looking.
Kimmy looks very nice today.
252-WCMF, we'll take one more call. Vince, you got the last word, buddy. How's it going?
Pretty good, Duff. I'm not sure this is big a money grab as you might be thinking, because for them to cut up pieces of the stadium and then sell it again, they need to take a lot of care. The demolition contractor would rather just come in and knock the whole thing down and haul it away. That's the easy, least expensive way to do it. This way, they got to cut it up, they got to prepare it, they got to handle, and brick by brick, that makes no sense whatsoever.
All right, so Vince says this. Well, Vince, I always thought that they charged you per pound for the garbage you were hauling out of that place.
Right. But for metal, they get scrap metal price back.
Oh.
And the same for brick. They crush that up and they turn it back into concrete and pavement.
Yeah, but I'm assuming that all of the worst chemicals are in that brick because they built it in the 1960s. Like, it's like super asbestos.
Oh, I bet.
That's right. So you get to pay a lot of money for it and put all that in your basement and get drunk with it.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
And your urinal.
I'm going to have to cover it in Lucite.
And your urinal, yeah.
Vinny, would you not be impressed if I had the Petroff in my garage?
I'm not sure I'd be impressed by that, no.
Vinny sucks. Let's get rid of Vinny. Vinny, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
Goodbye.
There goes Vince. I'm sorry, Kimmy, you were saying.
Nothing.
So you don't want to pee in the pee trough?
No.
No girls.
But you're going to openly pee in your garage?
Yeah, I was going to say, why would you keep it in your garage?
I'll close the garage door sometimes in the daytime. At nighttime, dogs out. Dogs out the trough, baby. Get a t-shirt, I'll sell them out of my garage.
All right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Look, I get the draw to this right now.
Okay.
Right? Makes perfect sense. But what we are about to find out is why these containers disappeared the way they did 30 years ago.
But they're coming back?
Maybe.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. We'll jump right into it. Gatorade and Snapple are bringing back retro glass bottles.
The old screw top?
You got it.
Yeah.
So it's happening in two different ways. Gatorade is doing a collaboration with the Netflix show Stranger Things.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so they're going to be selling their lime Gatorade in this package that you can only buy online. But it's the old school glass Gatorade bottle with the throwback logo from, what is it, 1986 is when Stranger Things is set, whatever. So
something
that's
like
the one.
That,
Snapple, on the other hand.
Hey, what are they doing?
They are going to, in certain markets, be testing the old school glass Snapple bottle that went away in, I believe, like 1995.
The old screw top.
You got it. Yeah. So once you, if that is successful in these markets, Snapple will be releasing nationwide the glass bottle screw top. And it is anticipated, it's believed from industry experts, with both of these moves, these companies are testing this, and if it does well, we're going to be seeing more glass bottles for individual servings of soda and juice back on the shelf.
So how are they thinking about bringing back other stuff?
Like what?
I think of the years and years, you know, I'm a coffee drinker.
Sure, sure, sure.
That I drank out of warm styrofoam. I ain't kidding you, man.
Like sometimes,
When I at work, we always had styrofoam cups of coffee.
Uh huh.
I put the booze in the coffee in.
Sure.
I drank out of those for 15 years. That has to do some damage, man.
Okay.
Because I don't think you're allowed to have styrofoam anymore.
I haven't seen it.
Like a cup.
Yeah.
When was the last time you saw a styrofoam cup?
No, it's funny you bring that up because we went somewhere west of New York for a hockey tournament and they served me a soda in a styrofoam cup and I was like, oh my God. It was like being in the Smithsonian.
Satan's chalice.
But it was. What's funny is what is happening here might be happening for the opposite reason you're saying.
Oh.
You know, we are in a world of microplastics will hurt you.
Yeah, I got to be full of it.
All right. And here's the thing. It sounds, based on studies, that either microplastics do a lot of damage, they do no damage.
Or you can live with it for a while.
Well, and either can be, they seep into you from every plastic.
Or they just slosh it around inside you.
There's a lot of things we don't know.
Yeah.
But it's got some people freaked out to the point where they don't want to drink out of plastic or
aluminum.
Yeah,
they try to avoid it if they can.
Exactly. Yeah. So the idea here is if we bring back the glass, it's a healthier way to drink the beverages, whereas the styrofoam would be the opposite. However, we are going to remember, I think, very quickly, if this becomes a common thing, why glass containers went away.
So why did they? What was the problem?
Broken glass everywhere.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Folks forget how much broken glass there was on the ground when all of the bottles were glass bottles. I mean, think back to when you were a kid.
And they're heavy.
Yes.
Like a case of Snapple in glass weighs a ton.
Thank you, which is going to increase the price of the items because they cost more to ship them, right? Yeah. And it's going to be harder for you to get that stuff home, as you just brought up.
Lugging it in.
You know, if I buy a, you know, 6-pack of plastic Coca-Cola bottles, easy. If I buy a 6-pack of glass Coca-Cola bottles, maybe not so much.
It didn't Coke come back with the real sugar in the glass?
So that's always existed. You could buy that the entire time.
The old school sugar.
Wegmans has sold that. They call it the Mexican version.
Oh.
Wegmans has sold that nonstop.
Oh.
It was just in the Mexican aisle.
So if I go in and Wegmans just ask for some Mexican Coke? And they'll be cool with that?
I mean, I don't know if I do that.
Yeah, Pat said you got some Mexican Coke. Where did I meet you? Around back?
I mean, the other thing, like you worked in the grocery business.
Yeah.
If you drop a bunch of drinks in a plastic bottle, no big deal.
Man, I can remember back when we were stocking shelves when a display would go down a glass. Mm. It was like a flood. And the sound was like, it was like an explosion.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like the mess, the cost, like every, you know, those things get damaged in transit. They're going to break. Like,
they ship glass beer bottles all the time. Like, why would it be any different than that?
So I do wonder, like, for those who work in the industry, because I know we got a lot of beer people that listen to this show.
Yeah.
Like, how much of that is lost in shipment? 12ers of beer? How do they package them? I mean, beer is more expensive than soda.
Yeah.
I mean, how much of that is the cost of shipping it to make sure none of it breaks on the way, or what you're absorbing and what breaks along the way?
Well, I thought like a lot of the beer, like that craft beer you see, it's all in cans.
Right? Well, like
there's still glass bottles. Yeah, I mean, you could go to a bar and get a bottle of whatever you want.
Oh.
252 WCMF, Gatorade and Snapple, both in their own ways, are bringing back the individual serving glass bottles. And industry insiders believe this is a test to see if people who are afraid of drinking out of plastic bottles due to microplastics, which we're not even entirely sure that's dangerous drinking out of a plastic bottle with soda, would be preferring the glass bottles. And I'm telling you, man, if these come back into fashion, glass everything.
Oh, yeah, everybody's going to do it. Yeah.
The other thing that sucks about the, well, I guess you can make the argument for cans too, but once it's open, it's open. Mm. You know, well, unless it's the Snapple one.
Well, but with soda, I mean, does it keep it fresh?
Probably not.
You're right. With soda, once you crack the top.
Yeah, you're done.
Yeah. I don't know. I never got people who, like, took all day to drink a soda. Those people bother me.
Sipped on it for a while.
Yeah, what are you, you're nursing a Coke?
Well, it's got to be warm after a while. I'm not a soda person, but warm soda's got to be disgusting.
It's absolutely disgusting. Yeah. So, like, just open it and drink it.
Drink it. Drink it. Drink like a man.
Don't be a bitch. Like, I'm trying, I mean, I guess you could sell it in metal bottles. Like, Coors Light sells beer in metal bottles.
Are they metal or is it something else? Well, I know what you're talking about.
I mean, it's like an aluminum.
It might be aluminum.
So, do you remember when we were kids, do you remember the Gatorade in a can?
No.
There were vending machines that would sell Gatorade in a can.
Oh, that sounds nasty.
I mean,
it's the same thing.
It's the same thing. I always wondered why they stopped selling Gatorade out of a can.
I never understood people that drank Gatorade as a beverage. I get like if you're working out, you got to replenish something, but just sit down after work and go, a nice Gatorade.
That's probably more what it is. There aren't a lot of like casual Gatorade drinkers that that you'd want to drink it out of a can. You're probably bringing it around with you everywhere.
So I got to admit, I'm currently on a big Gatorade kick.
You're drinking it?
Cherry Glacier Gatorade.
Oh, but you never finish like a whole one in one sitting, do you?
So I have individual. I've been buying them by the
cherry flavored soda is gross.
It's not soda. It's Gatorade. And I normally hate cherry, but it's like a white cherry. I don't know what it is about this stuff. I'm drinking like 3 bottles a day, which is probably not good for me.
It's a lot of Gatorade.
Of Gatorade.
Yeah. It's good. It's like the individual ones, but like I keep it in the car and now it's cold.
Oh, my God. Why not? It's really cool. Nice Gatorade on the way home.
That's what I do. I'll crack one on the way home.
I don't.
You don't like, well, you've never been an athlete, so I get it.
But I also don't get, like, drinking these things that are for kids. Like soda, Gatorade, and stuff like Snapple.
What are you talking about?
It seems like it's a kid's drink.
You think of Snapple as a kid's drink? Kind of. I drink it a lot.
No, well, that's the difference. It's because of where we came from. Yeah. Like, when we were coming up, it was all of a sudden, it was like the crunchy adult drink. Like Fruitopia.
Yep.
Like, your dad's a soda guy.
Yes, he is.
You're a soda guy.
Yeah.
I don't get it, man. Like,
how I don't get it. It's the most popular beverage in America.
No, it's coffee is number one.
Coffee is my popular beverage.
Like, I can't. You're the only guy I know in morning radio that does not. You're not addicted to coffee.
Yeah, because I'm not buying into big coffee, man.
Big coffee. You know, big soda hasn't hurt anybody.
Nope, it's fine.
The fine folks at Coca-Cola.
It's all owned by the same people. Justin writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF. He says, as a vending guy, I oppose this idea 1,000%.
Think of the heavy lifting they got to do.
Lisa also writes, Gatorade in a can is also part of the retro line. I have the orange. Gatorade in a can, coming back, baby.
All right, bend over.
I wonder, but again, does it taste different coming out of a can?
That's what a lot of people argue. Like, the beverages will taste different if it's glass or aluminum.
Because I do prefer drinking my beer out of a bottle.
Yeah,
I don't know if it actually
different
tastes
about it.
I don't know if it tastes different. It just feels different.
All right. Because it probably goes down smoother.
Because you can't
maybe.
Bring. I don't bring bottles to Bills games because of the whole break in and everything, right? But, you know, it does go down smoother.
Yeah.
But you look like a douche if it's like, you know, draft or bottle. I want a bottle at a bar. Could I have a bottle?
Like, specifically requesting.
I would like a bottle, please. A bottle of beer. Thank you. All right. So if you want the Gatorade, it's part of like a $100-something. Like thing, like collector's thing you're getting from Stranger Things that's online, so you can check that out. The Snapple one, it looks like you just have to be in the right market for them to show up on the shelf, so we'll see how this goes. And enjoy the broken glass all over the street.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.